2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. I'm afraid that as the devil, the serpent, deceived Eve by his craftiness. How did he deceive Eve? He deceived her by drawing her away from the tree of life to the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Paul tells the Corinthians, because you've got, Paul spent a year and a half in Corinth, you got such a lot of information from me, I'm afraid that the devil will draw you away into all this accurate information, accurate new covenant teaching, and draw you away from the tree of life, which is simple, pure devotion to Jesus Christ. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of difference between simple, pure devotion to Jesus Christ and avoiding, overcoming anger, overcoming sexual lust, overcoming the love of money, overcoming anxiety, overcoming judging others. Go through the whole Sermon on the Mount, doing all of that, and you can be still stuck around the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And even what you share with others, maybe some of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Accurate, absolutely accurate information. But it's not leading you or those who hear you to a fervent devotion to Jesus Christ. This is the most important thing in the Christian life. Elijah said, I live before God's face. Paul said at the end of his life, I want to know Christ more. I said, Paul, you already known him for 30 years. Yeah, it's nothing, man. There's a vastness about God and I need to know him. I'm passionately longing to know him more. More and more and more. That is true Christianity. And it's very easy for you folks in a good church like this not to concentrate on that, to miss out on that. And then if that happens, the same thing will happen, which happened to the church in Ephesus, even if you're the best church today. Once you move away from simple, fervent devotion to Christ, where you say, I desire nothing on earth but you. Lord, I want nothing for myself. Can you honestly say that to the Lord? Lord, I want nothing for myself. I ask for nothing for myself. I want everything for you. My life, my energy, my time, my money must all count for you. That's what it means to seek his kingdom first and his righteousness. It doesn't mean you give up your secular jobs. It doesn't mean anything except that everything has now got a different focus. You're not just thinking of avoiding this sin and avoiding this sin and avoiding that one. You're thinking of a passionate daily devotion to Christ. You know, it's like the Bible describes the New Testament as a relationship with Jesus Christ. This bride-bridegroom relationship was not there in the Old Testament. Old Testament, it was laws, and there were many upright people. Even Elijah did not have a bride-bridegroom relationship with God. It's one of the greatest privileges of the New Covenant. There were many upright people in the Old Testament. Can you think of John the Baptist running after women? No. He was such an upright man. Do you think John the Baptist was interested in money? I believe he was more free from money than most of us sitting here. And he was an old covenant man. But what did he have? He had such a devotion and respect to Christ that he felt, I'm not even worthy to carry his sandals or untie his laces. Imagine untying the laces of Jesus' sandals. And John the Baptist said, no, I'm not worthy even to do that. Such a devotion and respect for Christ. It wasn't, I don't do this and I don't do that and I don't do the other thing. No, there's a lot more than that. And yet he did not know that bride relationship was not there. He said, I'm only a friend of the bridegroom, not the bride. It's a very intimate relationship the new covenant brings us into. You're all familiar with the verse I often quote, which says, the first promise in the New Testament. I'm sure you all know it. You've heard me say it many times. What is it? Tell me, somebody. Matthew 1:21. He will save us from our sins. And even in a verse like that, he will save his people from their sins. It's possible to have the emphasis on being saved from sin, whereas the emphasis should be on He himself. So the margin of my Bible says, He himself. Apparently that's how it is in the Greek. He himself. So the first promise in the New Testament is about him. It's not even being saved from sin. It's he himself. It's my devotion to Christ. From there I get saved from sin. Otherwise, being saved from sin can become my gospel. No. It's devotion to Christ. That's the tree of life. Jesus himself. And I want to testify that this is what I've sought to work on all the years of my life. Building the church and planning churches is all secondary. Writing, secondary. He himself, I've sought him to be the passion of my life for many, many years. It's Jesus himself. It's not a thing. You know, people seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a thing. No wonder you don't get it. What is the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Is it to just experience? I feel sorry for all these people who make speaking in tongues the most important thing. I'll tell you what speaking in tongues has done for me. It's my love language with Jesus Christ. It's like, you know, a wife who's deeply in love with her husband tells him things she doesn't want anybody else to hear. A good wife, a husband who love each other, they express their love in intimate things which they don't want a single soul to hear. They don't want their children to hear it. They make sure the bedroom doors are all locked when they whisper their love words to each other. To me, that is speaking in tongues. But I don't know whether that is to most people who just babble away two or three syllables in a church and call it speaking in tongues. I think it's an absolute insult to the Holy Spirit. Absolute. It's one of those counterfeits that the devil has planted upon the church and told people, you got it. What have you got? Some babbling? I saw it and I remember seeking for this when I was 23 years old. And I never knew anything about Pentecostals or... But I remember the first day I went to a Pentecostal church when I was 23, seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I saw what was happening there, and I came away to my room. I was in the naval base those days. And I said, Lord, I don't want that. That's not what I'm looking for. Give me the real thing, even if it takes 10 years. And it took 10 years. But I was determined that I will not be satisfied with a cheap counterfeit. Just to say, I've joined the club. Who's bothered about impressing people I've joined the club? I don't belong to any club. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I know that when God deigned to give me that gift, it was a love language between me and Christ. It was to help my devotion to Christ. That's what Paul says. I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you, because he was more devoted to Christ than all of them. But he says in the church, I will not even speak one word in an unknown tongue. Because that's private. You don't whisper things to your husband or wife in public. No. You know, everything in the Bible falls into place when you see that Christianity is a fervent devotion to Jesus Christ. And when the devil's taken me away from that onto being upright in my job and not cheating and giving money to God's work and all these good things which have taken me away from simple, fervent devotion to Jesus Christ. And we can train our children also to love. Don't cheat in exam. Don't do this. Don't do this. All very good, upright children. They have no devotion to Christ. I fear that's happening to the second generation in many places in CFC. They're upright, better than many others. But where's the fervent devotion to Christ in our children? If that's not there, my brothers and sisters, we have lost out. Another generation will go astray from God, just like the church in Ephesus. We have to battle it. We have to battle it. And we parents have to preserve that devotion to Christ. And you can't pass it on to your children if you don't have it yourself. So he says, I'm afraid that the devil, like he deceived Eve and turned her away from the tree of life to just a lot of good and evil. This is good, this is evil. We can study the whole Bible and say this is good and this is evil. And that's right now. I'll avoid all the evil things. And I've done all the good things. We can get all our sisters to veil their heads. We break bread regularly and we do baptism the right way. We've understood speaking in tongues also the right way. Wonderful. Everything perfectly. What's missing? Fervent devotion to Jesus Christ. And the devil has succeeded in turning us away from the tree of life. That is the thing. And I'll tell you, if you have fervent devotion to Christ, even if you don't understand some of these other laws, it won't be so important.